Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back live from Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. And, you know, one of my numerous pet peeves.
Oh, yes, you have a lot.
Is when somebody says, this is the best card ever.
Okay.
I thought the last one was the best card ever.
No, this was
99 out of 100 times, I'm like, no, the last one was better, trust me, except in this case. Because this is the best BKFC card up to this point, until the next one, I know. But let's welcome our buddy, the president, who's going to talk about what's about to go down in Salt Lake City. David Feldman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on, Randy?
Nada, we're just getting excited. This is, you know, and like I said, you know, people say it all the time, and you continue to top the last card, the next card, and it's incredible what you have put together for this weekend.
Yeah, it's a super stacked card. Like I keep saying, we have six fights on that card that could be the main event, really, at any of our cards. But it's led by the King of Violence Championship. I know some people love it, some people don't, but at the end of the day is we're trying to have a little fun here as we're building this thing, and we thought that, you know, some two really violent contenders should fight for the King of Violence Championship, so that's what we're doing here. And then we have five other matches on that card that could all be main events, and then five other preliminary fights that are all going to be fighter night candidates. So from top to bottom, this is certainly the most stacked card we've ever put together at BKFC.
I know that seeing that we're both from that great city up there in Pennsylvania called Philadelphia, we normally don't care, you know, what other people are saying. What could they possibly be saying that they're against the King of Violence and who these two fighters are?
Well, you know, just that we're copying off of the BMF and we're doing this and we're doing that. But at the end of the day is, you know, we have a lot of naysayers, and that's okay. We just keep moving forward. These guys keep fighting and putting on great fights. We keep putting on great shows, and this thing we started 5.5 years ago just keeps growing into a bigger and bigger monster every month and every year.
Hey, I can't believe it's been 5.5 years. You know, it literally seems like, you know, 6 months ago, but I'm sure, you know, you're thinking that it is 5.5 years with all the hard work that you and the team have done.
I think it's 15 years sometimes, Randy. It's been a hard road, but at the end of the day, you know, it's rewarding. Like I was talking to the staff earlier today, and I said, look, events, like, at the end of the night, when we all come together, this thing all culminates, and we have a great night of fights, that's what makes it all worth it. You know, seeing probably close to 9,000 fans, in attendance there on their feet. 9,000 fans. At our first show, we had about 1,200 fans. So, you know, we're doing 9,000 fans would be the most amount of people we've ever had at any of our fights, and we're really excited about it.
I remember asking you this question numerous times, and, you know, when we first started out there in Wyoming, and, you know, you were doing everything. You know, you had your team there, but you were not able to really enjoy the fights, and we've talked about that you're a fan of the sport first and foremost. At this point, with the staff that you have, that you can rely on them the way you do, I know that you're still busy, but are you able to take a peek? Are you able to sit down? Will you be able to watch this main event?
I'm going to watch this fight, absolutely. You know, I'm going to watch all the fights in this card. I'm going to sit there. You know, we have things to do, but I'm absolutely going to watch these fights. I think it's, like I said, the most stacked card we ever put together. I think we have, there's 11 fights on the card. I think we probably have 7 or 8 fighter tonight candidates on that card, and I'm excited to see it. So, yes, to answer your question, I will be watching it. I will be watching as an avid fan and a very excited fan.
So David, as you're watching the fights, USA Today is watching you. They named you top 5 influence of people to watch in 2024. You just went over to Bulgaria. What other countries are going to be unlocked in 2024 that we can look forward to? Obviously, Salt Lake City is a massive card, but what else is? Why is everybody watching from USA Today?
Now we got South Africa that debuts. We're going to be in Cape Town, South Africa on February 3rd. We got Mexico that starts on a monthly series there, starts in April. We're looking at a few other countries in Europe right now. Spain is one of them that's really, really close right now. Italy is as well. There's just a lot of countries. Like I said, we're gonna land in a lot of countries, and we're going to do shows there, and we're going to see which ones are the ones that are going to be there to stay. We don't know. We don't live there. We don't know the market in all of them. So we'll do the shows there, and if it catches on, that, you know, that's going to be a market that we're going to keep. Bulgaria, 7,000 plus fans at our first event there. So that's definitely a market that we're going to keep going, and we'll see about all these other ones. I think Mexico is certainly going to catch on. We did our first show down there in 2019 in Cancun. Didn't work out too well for us financially. We got robbed by everybody, but, you know, everybody went around and said, Boxeo no more Ciguante, which means clean fist. So they were all really excited about bare knuckles. So I think it adds the relatability of bare knuckles, like people being able to relate to the sport and know what it is and been there and done that. I think that's what's going to make this sport, give it the opportunity to really grow into, you know, one of the biggest combat sports in the entire world.
Dave, and we are talking to the president of BKFC, David Feldman. When you go out there to Bulgaria, South Africa, such, is it more to expand the sport, meaning bring, you know, the big names in the organization right now to that country? Or is it just as much to find talent in those other countries that can help push the sport in that country as well as bring them back, you know, here to the States?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it's to put on great events there, to find some diamonds in the rough over there and bring them over to the United States and try to create them into stars, such as what the UFC did with Khabib and guys like that. That's what we're looking to kind of do, is just bring these guys and make it truly a world championship. When we say they won the BKFC World Championship, truly they are going to win the BKFC World Championship, and that's really what we're after here.
We talked about, or you briefly talked about, Mike Perry against the Philadelphian Eddie Alvarez. Ben Rothwell returns. Christina Ferreira returns. Literally, it's easy to say a stack card, but when you look at it, it's like, yeah, this sixth fight could be a main event.
Okay. No, absolutely, 100%. I think that we have Jeremy Stephens versus Jimmy Rivera. I think that's a real sleeper on this card. A fight that I added recently, and I think that could be fight of the night anywhere in the world, could be a main event. Like you said, Howard Davis versus Kai Stewart, Arnold Adams versus Mick Thurrell rematch, and what was a really good fight. Beck Rawlings and Christine Faria was a fight of the night candidate, another great rematch, and then Ben Rothwell versus Todd Duffy. You know, Todd Duffy holds the fastest knockout in UFC history in the heavyweight division. So, I mean, these are two guys that are going to go bang it out. And the main event, I mean, you know, the cherry on top is Mike Perry versus Eddie Alvarez for the King of Violence Championship is going to be sensational.
Well, I need your help on something. I know Matt has a question for you. But, well, thanks to you and BKFC, we're going to be giving away a signed-by-card poster that obviously you're going to pick up for us this week. We're going to do a pick contest. What would you like us to use as the tiebreaker?
I'm not sure, man. I really don't know what to do. I don't know what to say there, man. But yeah, we're definitely going to get that poster. It's going to be great. But I don't know, Randy. I don't know.
All right.
What are you thinking?
I'll come up with a tiebreaker there, you know, within the next hour, and we'll post it. I just didn't know if you had something like, you know, something difficult that is going to make Matt go to work, like count the strikes by one of the fighters. It doesn't even matter which one.
Can't count that out.
Right. He'll have his abacus, and he'll be able to count.
I'll think of it, and I'll shoot you guys a text.
Okay.
So Dave, I mean, obviously we talked the international stuff, but what about the states? Like, what states are coming up to unlock next? I mean, obviously we'd love to see back in the city where you come from, Philadelphia.
Where we come from.
Well, okay. All right, fine. Randy's a brother. But you know, what other states are on the horizon as far as being unlocked for sanctioning BKFC?
Yeah, look, I got a great relationship with the new commissioner in Pennsylvania, and I think that you know, if I was a betting man, I'd bet the first half of 2024 we'll do a show in Pennsylvania. Not 100% sure, but, you know, I would bet on that. We have two major states coming up that I can't announce because I got meetings coming up with the commission, but two major states that I thought would be, you know, maybe 45, 46, 47, 48 states that were going to come on board, but they're going to come on board now. So we made a lot of headway with the Unified Rules of Bare Knuckle Fighting that was done by the Association of Boxing Commissioners, and that really helped the dominoes fall for us to go into these really marquee states. So a lot of great regulatory things are happening. Some big announcements will be made in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we're expecting just some really awesome states to open up for 2024.
Well, when you make that announcement for Pennsylvania/Philadelphia, let's try to do this as close to the Reading terminal as possible. So, like, in between fights, we can walk over there and grab a cheesesteak or something.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit of a ride there because we're going to target the Wells Fargo Center if we go there. You know, we'll see what happens with this fight with Eddie Alvarez and Mike Perry, you know, how Eddie Alvarez makes out. If he wins, if he comes out unscathed, then he's the kind of guy that obviously would headline a card here. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, look, I've been doing this thing for 5.5 years. I've been in combat sports promoting for 20 years now in Philadelphia. And for us to be able to unveil Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship in my home state and my home city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, would just be unbelievable for us.
No, I agree with you. And then from a joke side, you know, we could do it in Kensington as well.
You know, right on the streets of Kensington and Allegheny, okay?
Exactly, exactly. As always, Dave, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for the poster that we're going to be giving away. Enjoy Saturday. It's going to be fantastic to watch. And we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. David Feldman, the president of BKFC. And see, you'd have to be from Philadelphia to understand what Kensington is.
Yeah.
Kensington, the heroin capital of the world.
Well, the bell didn't have crack in it until it was by Kensington.
Probably. Probably very true. All right, let's hit a break. One quarter down of hour number two. We are, I'm still a little chilly, though, hanging out here at the cool breeze.
Before we hit AC. This break, you want to take another guess on your birthday gift?
How about a hint?
What?
I don't get a hint?
It's martial art related.
I get my blue belt? Is it my blue belt? Is it really?
You have to find out after the break. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Cool Breeze AC Studios, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With Cool Breeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call Cool Breeze today at 727-954-3605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
My gosh. If I did get it right, if that is my blue belt,
yeah.
My question is the blue belt from David Vieira or from you?
Oh, it's for me, obviously. Oh, well, I mean, it's my gift.
Okay.
I mean, I can certify you under my... You certify blue belt under me.
Yeah, but that don't mean as much.
I have a red belt. I think I have a red belt buckle on.
I'm a brown belt.
Yeah.
I'm wearing it.
There you go.
Isn't it a brown belt?
But do you want to open your gift? You ready to open
it? Is that what you want me to do?
That's it.
All right.
Happy birthday, Randy. I wanted to get you something you never had. Make sure you're zooming in on the camera, cameraman.
I'm really scared.
Why?
Because I don't trust you.
What are you talking about?
I don't trust you. I barely like you.
What would you get somebody that's got everything? What? It's like, you know, how do you buy a guy that's got everything something?
I don't know.
Look at that.
Envelopes?
So what is that? Describe what it is. We're on radio.
Well, it's a box from Minuteman Press.
And that is?
It's a printer.
Greatest cavalry of all time. Were the Minutemen, didn't they fight against Washington or something?
I'm going to do it this way. So, do you know what this is? Steve, the producer, says he doesn't know.
DJ Tony checking in live.
Really? You had to use tape?
Well, turn it over. You got to do it the right way.
Oh, it's tape.
Jeez.
Live on the radio here.
This is live. Well, we got video now. We're our production guy's moving
it
up.
It looks like a sausage.
It could be sausage.
You sure we can show this on
there? Yeah, of course you show it on there.
I don't know what this is. Yes, I was right. I was right. I saw how disappointed you were.
Damn it. I was so pissed. But there's more. There's more. So zoom in. Don't miss the good part.
This is the good part. We're live on the radio. It looks like nothing. Looks like a piece of paper. A Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Turn around for the camera. Let everybody see. Randy Harris.
You have now graduated to blue belt. Holy crap, it is from David. No, it's not. Who is this from?
The guy who owned it. The guy who earned it. So I crossed his name out and I gave you his certificate. So it's signed, but look, it's autographed. But I don't know by autographed by who.
Yeah. Okay.
So somebody autographed that belt.
Funny. That was. Oh, I should have looked there. It says it.
But there's an autograph. Did you see the autograph? You're a collector of memorabilia.
Not really.
What do you mean? Whose name is that?
Herman Munster.
I think this should be your prize pack. I mean, when you're talking about like giving out the autographed BKFC poster, if someone can guess who the autograph is for this belt.
Oh yeah, you know, well there are things on Facebook that you can do that.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Like Google Lens or something.
Well, no, it's Facebook, you know, autograph places.
Oh.
And it's like, hey, I just found this at Salvation Army. Who is it? And they come back right away. Oh, it's Nolan Ryan.
Oh yeah. Well,
it's a ripped off Mickey Mantle.
So I think we should take a photo, put it on Facebook.
You do know that I am getting a blue belt.
Yeah.
I will be getting.
You already have one.
I will be getting a real blue belt.
That is a real blue belt.
From.
It's real. Feel it. It's quality.
I don't know what's best. The fact that I got it. How did I get that?
Because I told you about it like 2 weeks ago.
First of all, it wasn't 2 weeks ago.
It was closer
to like 2 months ago.
Man, not that long.
It was a long time ago.
No, because I found it at the here in Orlando for the Mr. Olympia competition. That was November. Well, I guess that was a month ago.
All right. Well, then I get to welcome. I got to slap you on the back with it, right?
No, because you have
that's
to be.
That's the procedure.
No, you have to be a higher belt than me.
That's not the way they do it.
But that's the way it works.
Not. What do you mean?
That's the way it should work.
It's the way it should work.
Right.
But it doesn't. That's been another one of my complaints.
Do the Hall of Fame NFL
when a
guys,
white belt was slapping a black belt?
Do the NFL guys when they go in the Hall of Fame? Do they do any kind of tradition where it's like a badge of honor? They smash somebody with their helmet or something, or do anything like make them put in someone else's like you know earpiece? This guy. I hope for your birthday you got a gift certificate to like a production studio
We need video of what goes on in this place.
Oh, we have three cameras and not one pointed at the guy. Oh.
Thank you. We need to. Nice. Can you hand me that cord?
Yeah.
Like quickly?
Yeah.
Because if we don't plug this camera in or this computer. So you want me to do this now too? I will save it for later.
So it says router. I mean, so Steve's just giving away. Like, here's the thing, Randy.
So, yeah.
So we
I'm
buy
a Spectrum router.
So Randy and I, it won't work. It's intermittent. But Randy and I, Steve and I, we are business partners now.
Yeah.
We buy storage units.
I heard a lot of bad things about Steve's
Man,
partner.
I'll tell you what. The only
Steve's
thing,
partner is a deadbeat, from what I understand.
That guy is a true supervisor.
Loser. Yeah.
No, he delegates well. He tells. But it was. But we buy things, and then we give them. So it's not re-gifting. Now, I'll be honest with you. I did close my restaurant about a month ago, and I have all the autographed footballs and things in my house, in my home office. And I was looking for, I thought you gave me back.
Is this a quick story?
I thought you gave me the Gerald McCoy football that I gave you years ago. I thought you gave it back to me because you didn't want it or left it as a display at the restaurant. So I was looking to give it because I was going to re-gift it to you today for a second year. You know,
and yeah, no, I never gave that back. I don't give gifts back to the person who gave it to me. I may give it to somebody else, but I'm not giving it back to the person who gave it.
I thought you re-gifted it, and I was going to re-gift it back. So it's like the Gerald McCoy hot potato football.
I got to be honest. No disrespect to this dude who had a blue belt, but a Gerald McCoy autographed football would have been better than some dude's blue belt.
Dude, it's autographed. You don't know who's autographed by.
It was funny. It don't matter.
This could be the greatest autograph in jiu-jitsu. It could be...
We already have that.
Mr. Miyagi.
We already have it. It's Hoist Gracie. It's David Vieira.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Where's the certificate? What does it say you earned? I think it's a second degree.
A member of Kyoto Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for the dedication and technical ability in the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. The second degree. Well, there's no white stripes on it. So
that's a little racist. let's just keep it.
It shows. Look, it shows what a second degree blue belt, and it's the two stripes.
Well, Steve brought a commercial storage unit the other day. Do you have any white electrical tape in there?
Or white out? Can you find some?
But we're at a electrical place.
Yeah,
we should
be able to. All right, let's hit this break at the bottom of the hour. We'll do this when we come back.
Oh, he wants to give it to you.
All right, he wants to do it now.
Dude, if you gave him a white belt, I'm going to pass out.
A whole ton of cards. From the storage unit. I would have thought you got something better out of the storage unit.
Is that a John Donkey Elway?
Oh, this is the best thing ever.
What is that?
It's a credit card.
Oh, no.
Nice. From Go Bank. I'm going to see if that works. Steve Atwater, Garrison Hurst. The least you could have done is put them all, you know, John Elway, it's your boy.
Yeah, the donkey. Let me see the donkey. Donkey.
All right, let's go. Fernando. Ooh.
He's a
Barack Obama card.
Wow. That's from Hawaii. The Joker. He's the Joker.
All right, let's go hit a break.
John Elway is the...
God, a true Bledsoe. Wished he would have become something.
He was.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Knockout Radio. Brought to you by Keep Man Strong. Eric Swan. If you can tell me about Eric Swan, I will give you something. You'll see. You'll never... All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey there, this is Randy Jones. I'm the original cowboy from Village People, and you're listening to Knockout Radio, and you better watch out because I'm going to be there before you know it. Take care.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
It's the biggest bare knuckle fighting championship card ever. In the main event, Platinum Mike Perry knuckles up with Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. In the heavyweight co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy collide. Also a rematch for the women's bare knuckle world title as champ Christine Misfit Faria fights rowdy Beck Rawlings. Plus two other world title fights. Watch the world's most exciting combat sport live Saturday, December 2nd on pay-per-view through Fight.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is James Brown from Sporting News Radio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. What?
This is the worst trading card I've ever seen.
Why?
Because, look, it's Steve Young, but like, there's no markings of what team, just an old goalpost, like... You don't even know it's Steve Young.
All right, we'll get back to
that. It's got to be worth something.
Right now, let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another UFC weekend. And let's welcome to the program, Puna Soriano. Puna, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, guys? Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your time. Obviously, just the start. It's Wednesday, so the start of fight week. How do you approach fight week?
Honestly, I kind of just take it easy. I try to get some sun when I can. It's a little cloudy today, but otherwise, besides being in the sun, just hanging out, enjoying my last few days.
I normally ask, do you try to relax? And I'm curious, how can you relax when, you know, you go to work in a couple days? And it's not, no, you know, it's not a typical, you know, work. It's not a typical job that happens on Saturday.
Surprisingly, at this point, it's somewhat easy for me. I think for all of us, we're all professionals, and I think we all understand that there's no sense in us wasting or exerting any unnecessary energy outside of Saturday.
Until it's time to use that energy, correct?
Right, exactly.
Which is funny. I don't know if you heard the story about what happened in New York City a couple weeks ago. When a UFC van of UFC fighters were leaving an appearance. Have you heard that story?
Yeah, that's kind of like the thought I had in my head when I was saying that. Like, I thought of Robbie Lawler saying that.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say to you. That's exactly what Robbie Lawler said, is, you know, don't waste the energy, because if that door opens up, we're going to be, you know, fighting our effing lives. So that's exactly what you just said.
Admittedly, I probably kind of subconsciously stole it from him, but...
he'll be okay with it. Where does the nickname Story Time come from?
Honestly, so in high school, a buddy of ours, like in our friend group, put that in his Facebook name, and we thought it was corny. So we all, like a group of like 10 of us, put all of our nicknames as the same thing to kind of clown on him. And I was just too lazy after all the years to change it.
That's the best ever. I honestly, that is the best. It's a great story for story time. That's for sure. I love it.
Yeah. Randy and I just talked earlier on the show about the NCAA football bracket. They're going to expand it to 12 teams next year. And I always say that the NCAA men's basketball is the greatest tournament, but Randy thinks that it's wrestling, NCAA
it's wrestling.
Wrestling.
Tournament.
And you were the first to qualify from Hawaii, placed seventh in the 197-pound bracket. So, you know, what is that experience like? Is it as great as Randy thinks it is? And should we attend live and in person?
Yeah, the real March Madness, as they say.
Exactly.
yeah, I think it's like, I don't know, to be honest, I'm kind of against basketball. Not really, but my whole family was a basketball playing family. But when I tried out for the team in eighth grade, I didn't make the team. And that's why I made the jump to wrestling. And, yeah, so I'm all in with wrestling. I think it's so much more fun. There's more action, more physicality. And, there's no fouls and, like, you're trying to get calls. No, you're trying to hurt the other guy.
Well, it's definitely on my bucket list, and I'm accomplishing two more of my bucket lists in the next couple months. I'm going to cover the Army-Navy game, which is I'm a Navy veteran. That's definitely one. And then I'm going to the greatest scripted wrestling event in the Royal Rumble here, which will be in St. Pete. But I've always wanted to go to the NCAA wrestling tournament. I love watching it on TV, but I just want to, you know, witness the environment, you know, the just everything that's going on, you know, X amount of matches going on at the same time. It's got to be fantastic to watch. It's probably even better to participate.
Oh, for sure. I mean, man, if I could go back in time, I wish I could have bought in a little bit more and enjoyed it slightly more. But as a kid who grew up in Hawaii, that time of the year was so rough for me. It was freezing cold. It was dark all the time. And it just, like, wasn't fun. But if I could go back, I feel like it would be way more fun now, knowing, just understanding, like, what the weather and stuff is like at that time.
For sure. This is a national show, one of, if not the longest-running MMA/UFC shows in the country. But we come from Florida, so our winter is from, like, noon to about 3 o'clock today.
Today. Yeah, it was today. We already had it. It's over.
Yeah, our winter's over.
So I wore a hockey sweater.
I'm not quite sure when you say winter and cold and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, speaking of Hawaii, can you update, you know, the audience on how the state is doing, you know, after the awful fires a few months back?
To be honest, I'm not too updated on that. I moved to Vegas about 6-7 years ago pursuing MMA, but I can say the bright side of that fire is seeing the community and seeing everyone come together, not just in Hawaii, but the Hawaiians that are located in Vegas. Like, a ton of them came together, different businesses putting together their time, energy, money to bring together food, clothing, anything you could think of to send back home and help these guys out. And it was just beautiful to see and be a part of.
I agree with you, too. Obviously, tragedies are awful. But like you said, I like when the community, the country, you know, bands together to basically reach out and help our own. You know, we help everybody else. Let's help our own, which is definitely outstanding. Well, with you saying that you moved to Vegas a couple years ago, there's two things that are most important to me. Well, I guess my family would make three. So, but food is up towards the top. So give me a good, and I know it's not a good time to talk food, you know, fight week and cut down and all that stuff. But where's a good place that the locals go to in Vegas, since I'll be out in Vegas in a couple weeks?
Okay, you definitely have to hit Uncle Frank's, spelled UNKO, Frank's is normal Frank's Dukes from Bloodsport. But yeah, Uncle Frank's is a great spot. They take care of a lot of the guys on our team as well, and always love to give them the love back.
Well, then we will, my producer Steve and I will be out there in, 2 weeks, I think, for the next pay-per-view, and we will definitely hit that up. But I don't want to get in trouble with the UFC, so let me ask you one UFC question. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
I'm excited. I think any opponent is a tough opponent. I try to put them in the highest caliber in my head as I can. I feel like thinking of them as monsters and beasts always prepares me, like, in a better way, or gets me in the best mindset to beat them. And I'm just excited to go in there, man. I'm opening up the main card, and I think besides the main event, I think that's the best spot to be on the card.
No, I agree, and I like your thinking there, because a lot of times, you know, fighters do overlook. My trainer here in Tampa, St. Pete, David Vieira. He fought in the UFC, and 412th degree black belt, and he was just in one of Eddie Bravo's tournaments, and he took What was it?
No, I was saying sick. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy's phenomenal, and he overlooked his opponent, who was a teenager who tapped him, like, extremely quick because it was a leg lock or a heel lock or something. I don't remember what it was. And he took it lightly. And so many fighters, so many people, you know, overlook something, and then it comes back to bite them in the butt. So, you know, I liked your comments and your thoughts for sure.
What, was that kid by chance, was, like, he kind of a thicker kid with, like, long hair? I can't think of his name. I might have came across him on Instagram. I've seen him leg lock quite a few adults. He's pretty nasty.
Yeah, well, and David learned a lesson. You know, he's going to be in another Eddie Bravo. And the guy just won the Worlds. David Vieira just won the Worlds in Vegas.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it just goes to show that if you take somebody lightly, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, Mike Tyson took Buster Douglas lightly.
Yep, 100%.
And look how that turned out. What are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do, you know, for fun when you're relaxing back in Vegas?
Mostly I'm just hanging out with my family. I got a wife and three dogs, and for the most part, I'm trying to, there are two huskies and a black lab, so they're super high energy. So for the most part, I'm taking them out on my electric skateboard, trying to burn some fuel off of them, and just hanging out, doing family time, and in the mountains, doing hikes, going to see water anytime we can, just outdoor stuff.
So Puna, today is Randy's birthday. He made another lap around the sun. So
he just gifted
a box of old football and vintage, baseball cards, vintage collectible cards. Is there anything you collect, you know, for memorabilia or anything that you like to hold on to from your fights?
My wife's a bit better. She just got a bunch of frames, and she framed up all of the fight posters with the signatures on them. But I tend to just kind of give everything away to my friends, my family. I'll give away my gloves, my wraps. A lot of fighters try to save those and stuff, but for whatever reason, I like to just give it out to whoever I can. I don't know.
I'm going to give one little piece of advice, you know, since I have been around the sun a few more years than you. And we do a lot in other sports. I travel with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. And I would tell the players the same thing I'm about to tell you, that all sounds great today, but 5, 8, 10, 20 years down the road, you're going to say, I wished I would have, you know, whether it's, you know, one pair of gloves or shorts or something.
Well, since you have the experience, Randy, please share your Matt Serra GSP, like, story. Is legendary. Like, help Puna out.
Okay.
And maybe they'll change his mindset on what he does.
All right. So many years ago, one of the top MMA media people in the world, Ryan Bennett, former owner of MMA Weekly, passed away in a tragic car accident. Through the help of Lorenzo Fertitta and Dana White, they allowed me to accumulate. You know, I could get in the back. I talked to a lot of fighters who are friends of mine. And so Matt Serra beats GSP. And Matt said before the fight, he goes, you can have the gloves after the fight and auction it off for the Ryan Bennett family. So after he knocks out GSP, I first went and got GSP's gloves for the auction, and then I go into the locker room, and Matt looks at me, and Matt goes, Randy, I just knocked out GSP. I can't give you the gloves. And I said, Matt, I totally get it. I understand. You know, whatever. I love you, dude. He goes, how about my shorts? Do you want my shorts? And I said, sure. You know, we'll auction it off. It'll go for crazy money. He goes into the bathroom. He opens the door, and he goes, Randy, I just knocked out GSP. I can't give you the shorts, man. I mean, I can't. I said, I totally get it. He goes, how about my underwear? You want the underwear? And I said, sure. We'll auction it off. And it sold for like $1,200 or something. So,
holy crap.
Yeah, everything is memorabilia, but you also, you know.
But talking about, you know, overlooking a guy, you know. And overlooked, you know, Matt Serra, maybe the greatest upset of all time.
Yeah.
I agree. Sure. Yeah, beautiful performance.
Tell us something, tell the world something about you that you haven't already told other media, you know, other interviews. What is something, you know, really cool or off the wall or crazy or something?
That's a good question. To be honest, I'm an open book, so like I tell it all. I'll spill the beans on anything about my life. So that question's always a tough one for me.
Let's see. Let me try and think.
How about what's the craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you involving you in a fist fight?
Sure. I've kind of only, outside of the UFC and MMA, I've kind of only been in one sort of incident, which was kind of funny. Like, it was in Iowa during college. I was in Cedar Falls, just finished going to some bars and stuff. And mind you, it's like my first time in like snow and stuff. So this guy is like crossing paths with us and just like swearing the whole time. And then just starts like cursing at us and whatever. And for whatever reason, I thought it would be funny to make a snowball and throw it at him. And I throw it at him. And he just turns right around and beelines it to me. And like my eyes get super big. I'm like, oh crap, I'm in trouble. And he gets in my face. And then, trust me, at this time, I had no clue how to fight or do anything. And he puts his hands out to push me, and somehow, some way, like my hand just like shovel uppercuts, punches him in the chin, and he drops. And then, like, I look at my hand and I look at him, and I'm just in total shock at like what happened.
It's awesome.
That's a great story. And then you just walked away.
Yeah, basically.
Start a fight with a snowball.
Yeah.
It's legendary.
You see what cold weather does?
Yeah.
That's why you need to stay in Hawaii, Florida, even though it
gets
Vegas, you know, the same thing. In closing, Puna, what can the fans expect, you know, to see when you enter the octagon on Saturday?
You know, they can expect what I always bring to the table. I'm going to come in there, fight as hard as I can, from bell to bell, minute to minute. And I'm going to put it all on the line there and try to set the tone for the card.
There you go. Well, enjoy the process. Enjoy the rest of the week. Your reward, as Eve Edwards has always said, all the training, all the hard work, the reward is the fight on Saturday. So enjoy that. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some cool stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. What a good dude.
Awesome guy.
You know, and that's what I enjoy about this.
And who would have thought that cold weather is dangerous?
It's very dangerous. You could slip. You could slip on a snowball.
Or you could throw a snowball and start a fight.
And win it. That's the thing.
Yeah, win the fight.
You know, that's the best part. Is
if Frosty just had an uppercut with those little stick arms he had.
Well, the carrot tastes good. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County, 727-954-3605. And they can do more than that. They're going to come fix my electrical as well.
Frosty wouldn't have melted in this studio.
That's for sure. We'll be right back.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Edmonds. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hey,
All right, we are back with you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. So I know that there's an item or two that I have that you really want badly.
Oh, yeah.
If you can tell me what was unique about Eric Swan here in that vintage box of trading cards.
Yeah.
Happened to be two Eric Swan Defensive Tackle Impact Skybox cards.
Okay. What was it? What was unique about them?
What was unique about Eric Swan and the NFL?
His dad played football.
It's not a blue belt. Guess again. I'll give you one more shot.
Swan. I don't know. Right. I don't even know who that is.
I would lie and tell you I was going to give you Oscar Schmidt's game jersey.
Okay.
If you got it right.
Yeah.
And since I know you got it wrong, yeah. I would have given it to you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's easy for me to say.
Is.
Eric Swan never played in college.
Okay.
Eric Swan was drafted playing semi-pro football.
Okay. Well, they didn't allow that back then. You couldn't go from high school to pro.
Well, he didn't go from high school.
Or you still can't go.
Yeah.
Right?
He didn't go from high school. Okay. He played semi-pro ball.
Semi-pro.
First round draft pick.
Wow.
Stud. And if I remember, our local photographer, Cliff Welch, happened to shoot his photo. And they used it on one of the trading cards.
Oh, really?
Because nobody had cards of him.
And what team did he play for?
I told you, he's on the front of the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. Nice.
He might have played with somebody else as well, but yeah. There you have it.
There you go. So do you know him? You met him?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send him a message. Like, hey, I got your cards. You want them back? What are they worth? Did you look them up?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. So what happened to all the good stuff that was in the storage units? You know, the big egg,
Steve TVs. Steve made a delicious Thanksgiving turkey last week. Said it was the best turkey he's ever had. Susan, his wife, said it was the best turkey they've ever had. So he won brownie points for the big green egg. Like, I didn't get to eat any of it. I wasn't even invited to the dinner.
I thought you were partners.
Well, I'm not really that close.
Partners is a strong word.
Yeah. No, he got the good stuff. I got the other stuff.
What'd you get?
I got a hoverboard that doesn't have a battery charger. So my kids look at it and they're like, what are we going to do with this? I'm like, I don't know. Steve has a charger.
Well, here's the funny thing. So Steve has said this numerous times, and Steve came in today, you know, bitching and screaming about all the crap that's in his house because he can't throw it in the garbage. And he goes, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, me too.
I'll never buy storage units again. And I said, well, I hate to tell you. Yeah, you will. He's like, no, I won't. I go, no, when we go to Vegas in 2 weeks,
yeah.
our guest, our hostel, the owner of the hostel that we're going to stay at, wants to do it.
The only thing hostel now is Steve, when you mention the word storage unit, because like, this unit was so bad. But here's the thing. Steve Lene is a governor name, right? His government name. Steve has a way of connecting with the old owner. See, you got a blue belt, but I've never reached out to the guy who owned it. I didn't call him. I didn't ask him, hey, I bought your storage stuff. I got all your crap. The box was emptied. Are the speakers still there? Like, can I buy them from you? And then the guy's like, oh, you have all my stuff? Like, I want it back. So Steve has a tendency of, like, reaching out to the people. This last unit.
Because he wants them to take it back.
This last unit. Apparently the police were called on Wednesday because all the contents belong to Rent-A-Center rent-to-own place. So the people violated the contract by removing it from the property that it was rented on. Then they stuck it in storage. Then they lost the storage unit to auction because of non-payment. And then once they found out, they called and they wanted to get back the ashes of somebody that was inside the unit. They were looking for one mattress in particular. So we, being, you know, crack detectives, we're like, okay, they either hid money in the mattress or they had guns or drugs. Like, you don't hide a person inside of a mattress. Like, there's no ashes inside of a mattress. So
what was in the mattress?
We don't know. We took it to the landfill and we dumped it. And we didn't know.
Oh, my God.
We almost hit the jackpot.
Oh,
we
my God.
Almost got rich. I mean, I could have bought this network.
Or it could have been cocaine and then you'd be in prison.
Oh, or I'd just go to Philly. I'd be
heroin.
The king of Kensington by tomorrow. I'd have a crown, a throne.
You wouldn't last 2 minutes.
Are you serious? They're all zombies.
Yeah. That's the problem.
They can't even see you.
Oh, they can see. They're zombies.
They can't even stand
and,
up.
And you can't stop them.
You can.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah. I have kryptonite.
And there's so many.
I got a blue belt. I had a blue belt.
I'm telling you, Kensington, if BKFC goes to Philly, Wells Fargo, that's downtown Philly.
Yeah.
We'll have to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Not necessarily for the fight, but we'll have to go to Philly just to be there.
No, I'm going to fight. I'm going to Salt Lake. Good for you. I got to go to the mountains. But the storage unit game is interesting because you're in somebody's unit and they know it was sold at auction because they were probably watching online or they
not
knew.
Not necessarily.
Well, yes, you know. Because you get so many notifications that they call you, hey, pay your unit. Hey, your unit's for auction. Do you still want to pay it? Legally, it's yours until the auction ends. You can still settle your balance. So the storage companies want to settle the balance. They don't want to turn it over to a new person to liquidate it. So they know a time frame. And then they go on the website and look at it. And they're like, oh, that's my unit. And they watch it. And then they see the time ended. So they know they know the process. You have 48 hours or 72 hours to liquidate a 10x10 space. So while you're there, after hours, alone, in a hallway, if they show up, which I think they came back. I think it was the people in the white car, Steve. And the girl came in, and she walked in. She walked back out. She goes, yeah, that's your stuff. So they were, like, scoping the place out. Then the next day, they called the office. Hey, we got to get our ashes back. Right? So I don't know. I don't know who puts grandma in a storage unit. But
so did you go to the landfill and try to find the mattress?
No, he didn't want to dig in the trash.
It's an hour away, but it could have had $2 million.
We don't know.
Do you have to turn cash back in, or is that yours?
That's yours.
Well, there's certain things you can't keep, right?
You can't keep personal documentation, like Social Security cards, driver's license, tax forms.
Guns? Like, I don't think you can keep.
Well, guns, if they're invisible, they take. They
invisible keep. Guns?
But if they're stored or in a box or in a safe, and you it's yours, you own it. Titles are a little tricky. Automobiles, motorcycles, anything that's got title work where it has to be transferred, those usually are excluded from the contract, from the sale. But if you get like a golf cart or a moped or in your case, one of those electric scooters, people your age, you know, kind of get around Publix and, you know.
Did you guys find one of those?
Not yet.
I need one.
Yeah, we know. we're looking for you. But with those, they don't require title. So most of those stay with the auction. So if you buy the unit, you get everything in the contents. But it's an adrenaline rush. You get the dopamine rush. We were really, really excited until we opened the door. And then we're like, what did we do?
Well, I was upset that you didn't, A, include me, B, invite me, any of that stuff. But after hearing this, I'm glad.
Bro, it was a nightmare.
I'm happy I'm not friends with you.
I've bought 17 units. I've only been suspended for the first time.
Are you off suspension?
No, December 8th. Oh. But... Steve and I messed up on this unit. We bought a rat-infested just piece of crap. Like, there was just nothing.
Anything in there at all? Nothing was kept? The best thing is the crap you guys gave me?
I mean, I got a hoverboard that doesn't have a charger. That's really the only thing.
You can get chargers.
I mean,
Doesn't mean the hoverboard will work. But, it's...
Yeah, three are broke. The electric bike was broke. Frame was broke. It was just awful.
Here's my question for you two geniuses.
Yeah.
And anybody else that does this.
Yes.
So the hostel owner. Yep.
Yep.
Who is stupid enough? They know that they're going to leave the storage unit.
Right.
They know that they haven't paid or they know they're not going to pay. Now, I don't know. If I had a storage unit and I knew that I couldn't afford it to pay it, I would know like what the procedure is, and I certainly wouldn't leave anything of value in there.
Well, so basically what happens is if you don't make a payment within like 30 days, then they take away your access code or you can't get in the property.
Okay.
Then there's like another 60 or 90 day, depending on the property, of it. If you're locked out, right. You don't have access to it. They've changed the locks on it, right. So you can't get in it.
You need to pay to get
in. So, they end up getting so far behind, 3-4 months behind in bill, and then you have to come out of all up in front, $1,200 to get back the unit.
I get all of that.
You might not have time. You don't have time to get back.
If I had, I've seen some of the, and I know it's TV, so we don't know how true and blah, 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 but I've seen some with, tons of memorabilia or money. If I know that I have that stuff in the storage unit, it's not going to be there at that 30-day mark.
Sure. And a lot of the times you get a unit and somebody has already done that. They've gone in, got the stuff that's valuable that they want to keep. You're paying to remove somebody else's trash to get it out.
It just befuddles me that somebody would leave something of value in there.
And people like, you know, apparently this was going through a divorce, right, Steve? Yeah, so maybe the other person didn't notify them that they were getting notices or they had stopped payment on
this
unit.
This is the crap unit.
The crap unit. So you know, if you were separated and you didn't know.
I'm pretty sure that the separating people knew that there was nothing in there and didn't care.
I think somebody got locked out. Didn't know that it was lost. And
but
then,
you said there's nothing in there of value. So,
well, some of it was in that mattress. Some was in that mattress. They wanted that mattress back real bad.
So let's find out who the people were, and let's ask them what was really... It's gone. The mattress is gone. We took it to the dump. Unless you think they're going to come and kill you.
That's
because you
possible.
Threw away whatever was...
Well, look, there's certain people, based on where they live, if they have roommates, they don't trust to leave valuables in the house, or they have a secret life where they're doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, or they're hiding stuff they don't want the other person to know about, then a storage unit is a great place to hide stuff.
No, that's true. You know? And it doesn't have to be at home. It could be at this radio show as well. All right, top of the hour. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hour number two.
Nice.
When we return, we will head back out to... Austin, not Vegas. Austin.
Oh, Austin.
They're in Austin this week.
Yeah.
Thought about going.
That's Joe Rogan's state.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back.
He's the king. Just about supper time. Over by the courthouse. They're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner. Trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out. And he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner. Out in the street. Boys are playing, bring the nickels, happy feet.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.